KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 9:01, it's currently 75 degrees under mostly sunny skies, as today we do look for a high of 92 degrees with a slight chance for some afternoon showers and storms. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by United Group Insurance, with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. A Casey store in Atlantic was damaged during a traffic accident Wednesday in Atlantic. At about 11 o'clock Wednesday morning, a vehicle driven by 19-year-old Brett Dennis of Atlantic pulled into the parking lot of Casey's General Store at 701 Poplar Street. When he applied his brakes to park, they failed, and he jumped a small curb and ran into the north side of the Casey's building. Damage to Casey's was about $10,000, while damage to the Dennis vehicle was about $600. No citations were issued by police. No other details about that crash are currently available. KJAN News Time is coming up on 9:02.
It happens. You're driving down the road and you notice a beautiful new boat passing you. Funny, that boat looks just like the beautiful new boat you bought last month. Not so funny, that boat is your boat. It happens. This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. As you gather the life jackets, skis, and fishing gear for a fun time on the water, have you thought of what you'd do if suddenly, as you're going down the road, you realize your boat was no longer attached? Or if something should happen once you're on the water. Because it can happen to your boat under different circumstances. The policy that will cover it depends on what happens and where. And that's what I'm here to help you figure out. What kind of allied insurance coverage you'll need for your boat and what coverage you already have with your auto policy. When you give me the opportunity to serve you, you can trust that I'll do the research and show you a policy from Allied that will give you coverage to help you recover from the financial obstacles that can occur when it happens. Call me today, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic, United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
An Omaha resident was injured and cited for drunken driving in a traffic accident Thursday on Interstate 80 in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol says a 2004 Chevy Blazer driven by 24-year-old Kelly Hiskett was traveling westbound on I-80 near Miro Marker 12 when they lost control of the Blazer, entered the median, and rolled, crossing into the eastbound lanes before coming to rest in a ditch. Hiskett refused chemical testing and was cited for OWI second offense, failure to maintain control, and also failure to show insurance. Hiskett was then transported by Underwood Rescue to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Governor Branstad has ordered flags to be flown at half-staff in honor of an Iowa soldier killed in Afghanistan. Radio Iowa's Pat Curtis has more.
The funeral for 25-year-old Army Sergeant James Skalberg Jr. will be held Saturday morning in Red Oak. He was one of two soldiers killed on June 27th when an improvised explosive device detonated near their vehicle. Skalberg, a native of Emerson, graduated from Nishna Valley High School in 2005 and later attended Peru State College in Peru, Nebraska, before enlisting in the Army in 2007. Skalberg's wife, Jessica, and son, Carter, live in Red Oak. The governor has ordered flags be flown at half-staff from 5 p.m. today through 8 a.m. Monday. Radio Iowa, I'm Pat Curtis.
Awards totaling $15.7 million were announced Thursday for 45 communities across the state, including five here in southwest Iowa. The Iowa Economic Development Authority awarded the Community Development Block Grant funds to support 47 community investment projects. The federally funded grants were awarded for community facilities, flood prevention, infrastructure improvements, and single-family owner-occupied housing rehabilitation. Funding to southwest Iowa communities included $500,000 being awarded to Bedford for water system improvements, $300,000 for Elkhorn sanitary sewer collection improvements, $300,000 to Messina for sanitary sewer collection improvements, and a little under $400,000 to Anita for rehabilitation of 10 owner-occupied single-family units, and just under $400,000 to Guthrie Center for rehabilitation of 10 owner-occupied single-family homes. IEDA received 132 applications for these funds, totaling more than $41.9 million in funding requests. A horse named Chara is back in a stable after being rescued from a ravine in western Iowa. The Omaha World Herald says the drama unfolded on Monday when the horse was found in the 15-foot-deep hole near Moorhead. Owner Valerie Beauchamp says they returned home from vacation on Sunday and could not find Chara. They found her in a ravine the next day. Help was enlisted, a neighbor with a harness and a plumber with a backhoe, but neither succeeded. Gary Stevens, who owns a concrete company, brought in a front loader. He determined that digging Chara out was not going to work, so he dug up and pushed the dirt into the ravine and built a ramp. 3 hours later, Chara was let out of the hole. She was not seriously hurt. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office says an Audubon man has been cited for failure to maintain control after a rear-end accident near Highway 71 and 260th Street Wednesday morning. At about 11 o'clock Wednesday morning, the Sheriff's Office says 18-year-old Dalen Jean Clean of Audubon was driving a 2001 Pontiac, and 31-year-old Nicole Jensen of Audubon was driving a 2004 F-150 southbound on 71. A slow-moving vehicle was in front of both Clean and Jensen. Jensen had slowed, and Clean had begun to slow but became distracted. Clean then hit the back of Jensen's vehicle. No injuries were reported, as total damage from that incident was about $9,000. Clean has been charged with failure to maintain control. Former State Senator Jeff Lamberti of Ankeny was elected to the chair of the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission on Thursday on a unanimous vote 2 weeks after pleading guilty to drunken driving. Governor Branstad came out in support of Lamberti immediately after his arrest. He was asked about why the commission members decided to name him the chair.
Well, you know, I think you'd have to ask them individually. I think they examined the situation and how I reacted to it and my service here on the commission, and I guess felt comfortable moving forward. I'm glad they have confidence in me, and, you know, my intention, as I said before, is put it behind me and move forward.
Lamberti says there's a single goal for the commission, regardless of who is the leader.
The Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission really has one overriding concern, and that's to make sure that gaming in Iowa, if you're going to have it, is going to be clean, above board, with a lot of integrity, and that's what we're going to be focused on. I mean, we have challenges with facilities in Sioux City and things like that, but we're always going to try to maintain integrity in the industry, and that's what we intend to do moving forward. That's the most important thing I think Iowans expect.
In world and national news, big banks are leading stocks higher. J.P. Morgan surged 3% in early trading, leading the Dow. The country's biggest bank posted net income of $5 billion for the most recent quarter. That easily topped expectations. The earnings came even as the bank revealed that its losses from derivative trades were much higher than previously estimated. Former President Bill Clinton says Mitt Romney's financial record is a matter of legitimate campaign scrutiny because he's been selling himself as a fix-it man on the economy. Clinton tells NBC's Today Show that Romney's hesitation to release all of his tax returns strikes him as a little odd. Romney has released a full tax filing only for 2010. And police in London say the husband of Eva Rousing, one of Britain's richest women, has been arrested on suspicion of murder in the death of his wife, even though no cause of death has been established yet. The body of the 48-year-old woman was found Monday at the couple's London home. The Metropolitan Police say detectives are treating the death as an unexplained and that Hans Christian Rousing has not been charged. The couple had a long history of drug use. KJAN News Time is coming up on 9:09.
You found the perfect spot, a nice shade tree, a beautiful view, and not too far from the water. You're backing into place when suddenly it happens. That tree branch is just a little too low to get your whole camper under it. Now you really will be sleeping under the stars. How are you going to pay for the damage? It happens. This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. Because it can happen to your RV under different circumstances, pulling it down the road or once you're on location. The policy that will cover it depends on what happens and where. And that's what I'm here to help you figure out. What kind of allied insurance coverage you will need for your RV and what coverage you already have with your auto policy. When you give me the opportunity to serve you, you can trust that I'll do the research and show you a policy from Allied that will give you coverage to help you recover from the financial obstacles that can occur when it happens. Call me today, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
In our funeral announcements, 95-year-old Lois Gregory of Jefferson has died. Funeral services for Lois Gregory will be held today at 10:30 at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Jefferson. Brown Funeral Home in Jefferson has the arrangements. 89-year-old Virgil J. Christensen of Menlo died on Tuesday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. A visitation for Virgil Christensen will be held today from 5 until 7 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart, followed by a memorial service at 7 o'clock. 68-year-old Bill Hutchinson of Manila died on Saturday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Mass of Christian burial service for Bill Hutchinson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. 90-year-old Helen Roth of Atlantic died Wednesday evening at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Helen Roth will actually be a private family graveside service, as Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. 73-year-old Robert W. Leach of Council Bluffs died April 4th at his home in Council Bluffs. A going-home service for Robert W. Leach will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. John's United Church of Christ in Council Bluffs. Cutler O'Neill, Meyer Woodring Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs has the arrangements. Gracine Elizabeth Rummel, the infant daughter of Jeremy and Tammy Rummel of Dexter, died last Friday at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. A memorial service for Gracine Elizabeth Rummel will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. 85-year-old Vern Gilbert of Scottsdale, Arizona, and formerly from Atlantic, died April 8th in Arizona. Memorial services for Vern Gilbert will be held tomorrow at 2 p.m. at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. And 67-year-old Marcella Mick Wilson of Greenfield died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. A memorial gathering for Marcella Wilson will be held tomorrow from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That's a look at our news on KJAN, brought to you by United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.